My 4 weeks, you know how far we get. What's that scar you have?
That's from wrestling.
That's when I was 16 years old.
From wrestling? You broke your hand. Alright.
Dislocated the shoulder wrestling in high school.
Cool.
Completely out of the socket. Nothing very. It was, because at that point, you, as you describe in your book, that's when you decided to give up the prestige of wrestling. You were only in it because of the peer pressure.
No choice.
Did these penguin people say anything about whether they're going to take it on, the book?
Huh?
Marius told me that penguin may want to.
They wanted to do a different book.
Oh.
I basically just gave the whole thing over to Yogeshwar. And this very big editor from Penguin, she wants to do a book for me, but not that one. She wants to do a book on wisdom, of Vaishnavism. So she's, tomorrow actually, she's presenting the proposal to her acquisition team. They're the ones who fund things. And
mm-hmm.
If they agree, then I'll be working with them, making this book.
Are you using computer?
Yeah, I'm doing it with the computer. The other book, Yogeshwar has tried several publishing companies, and some are open, but he's leaning toward Mandala. Mandala Publishing.
Yeah.
He feels that they're quite accomplished in getting things in bookstores. They've been some good people.
They got Ivy Davis CDs and books into all the. I saw it in Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, but they've also done books of Deepak Chopra and Ravi Shankar. So they're kind of getting. So he feels that they would work the hardest to actually sell it, more than a regular publishing company. So he may work more than publishing. And the other one, if it happens, we have to start it from scratch, more or less. This person, whatever she touches, is. She's done 3 bestsellers for Dalai Lama and other people. She's quite an expert.
I thought we should always have, you know, they have these books that are just little saying books, thoughts of the day, sayings for the day. They have this chicken soup series.
Which, interesting.
Yeah. It's like one of them sold 35 million. 35 million. Those were just these sayings, the wisdoms, all on different subjects, different topics.
Yeah. And this woman, she liked the memoir. But she said that's not what she does.
Mm.
She does these wisdom books. And she said there's best-selling wisdom books for Buddhism. This is in the mainstream. Islam, for Christianity, so there's nothing for Hinduism. And she thought of all the sects of Hinduism, Vaishnavism was the most interesting. She's a Buddhist herself.
Hmm.
She's a Jewish woman that's a Buddhist. I guess that's feminist. So she seems to be really into it, and we'll see if she can sell the proposal to other people. If they do, then they'll do it.
Then what will you do? Oh, it's not clear yet. You'll have to stay in Manhattan for months?
For a while, I don't know how long. I wrote out an op-ed. Could be itself is really written for the non-devotee audience also. Let's see if that goes anywhere. A lot of it takes place right down there. Not those rocks.
Oh, not these particular rocks.
Downstream. Down.
Who is this? What's the name of the Baba that you said?
Tatwala. Mahavir Tatwala Baba. Mahavir Das, I guess it was.
Yeah, I can show you his cave if you want to see it.
Really?
He was assassinated.
Assassinated? Hmm. Yeah. He used to live down there?
Down, but then in the forest. You have to go in about a 45-minute walk and see. Through the forest, very, very secluded. Now, since then, they built a road nearby. But at that time, you have to just walk through the forest for almost an hour to get to it. But he lived in a cave. And what happened is, there was another yogi who lived in a cave not far from his. They both lived there for years and years and years. And gradually, more and more people were coming to see Tatwala Baba. Not big crowds, because there's no question of crowds back then in those days. This is in the 60s, 70s. But, people were, little by little, people were coming to see him. And this other yogi got envious.
He had it bumped up.
So he did it himself. When Tatwala Baba went to a stream to collect some water, he shot him in the back. He was envious that he was getting more followers than he did, that he had.
What happened to him?
He was put in prison, and within a couple of years they let him out. And then there was another yogi who was living nearby who was also becoming popular, and he killed him. He was put in prison for a couple of years, and now he's back. Still living in the forest.
I guess living in the forest and being pure at heart are not necessarily so concurrent characteristics.
There's envy and politics amongst yogis too.
I'm sure there is.
And then the government department about 10 years ago, this happened in the 70s, talked about was murdered. But about 10 years ago, the government department evicted all the yogis from the caves in that area and declared it's government land and nobody's allowed. They boarded off the caves. So last year when I was in Rishikesh, I went to see the main disciple of Tatwala Baba. His name is Shankar Maharaj. He's a sannyasi. And it was interesting because to go to see him, I had some Ramacharya search him out. So I wanted to get some information from him about my writing. So they found him. They brought me. It was in a government guest house. And going in, there's all these foreigners from Israel and Germany and France and America and boys and girls holding hands and walking through these people. And then you go to the end of the hall and there's just a little room and that's where he was staying. And it was crowded with stuff. Like all these little burners, blankets, and all kinds of other things. What happened is the government evicted all the yogis from the caves in that whole area. Forest Department. And the Shankar Maharaj went to court. He filed a case against the government on behalf of all the other yogis. So the government, while the case is pending, it's been about 10 years now, they told him he has to stay in this room. So that they were fine. Weeks he has to appear in some court, so he has to be somewhere where they can find him. Otherwise, if he misses a date, you know, they lose everything. So they put him in this little guest house until everything is clear, until the verdict is made. And all the other yogis, they didn't get anything, so they just gave all the stuff that was in their caves, they just piled it in his room. Until, you know, they get another cave. So they get their caves back. Now they're just kind of wandering in the forest and sleeping on riverbanks and in trees, hoping that when they get their cave back, they can pick all their stuff up and put it back in.
What was the specialty of the Baba?
He was a very powerful yogi. He was a very powerful yogi.
He had some siddhas?
People in this area, many of them respected him as the most enlightened yogi in the whole Rishikesh area. He specifically never demonstrated any siddhis to me, but I lived with him and I saw him sitting in meditation without moving for 18 hours at a time. Going to samadhi. He's a very powerful person. He seems quite genuine about his spiritual path.
Are there still really quality people around here?
I really don't know. You know, at that time I was deeply going into studying other people and meeting people. Now I just come to go into seclusion. So I really don't know. They probably are.
Yesterday when we went to this waterfall, I can imagine, because here I can't imagine, this isn't the Shantaras that yogis come to seek out. But there, it was really a beautiful little creek. And
with strong falls.
The waterfall, underneath there was a little little cave, sort of semi-cave, someone could live there. It was quiet with the jungle around. It was only 100 meters from the road. It was very, very nice. It's the way yogis would want to live, secluded, quiet, peaceful.
And that's the way Tatvalabhavas used to be. But since then they built a road next to his cave. It's all boarded off. It was interesting though, because when I was sitting with Shankar Maharaj, he was sharing some histories with me. He's really a yogi. He's, you know, matted hair that hasn't been cut. He joined Tatvalabhava when he was 15. Now he's about 80. He's been a yogi ever since. Hasn't cut his hair or beard. He's living in this little room that kind of looks like an overcrowded cave the way he made it look. He's living there. And he's sitting there. While we're talking about austerities and asceticism, I hear this techno disco type music blaring. Really strange music. And I'm wondering, where is that coming from? And it just kept playing and playing and playing. It sounded really close to Shankar Maharaj. Picks up his bag, an old tattered bag. It's tied on the top, unties it, and he pulls in this old plastic bag that's tied on the top, unties it,
reaches his hand in.
Was that a mobile phone?
Mobile phone. And that, that was the ringer of the mobile phone, that techno disco music. Om Namah Shivaya. It was his lawyer to talk about the case. What happened? He's on these phones. There's different rings, and I guess the person who gave it to him gave him the choice of what type of ring, and this one was called Trance.
Trance.
So he picked Trance, and then the person he said it and went away, and then this horrible music played. He stuck with it.
Well, that's good. They told me they had such an extensive meeting with you, and then they were having two meetings a day for every day that they were there. And then they just told me recently they made this whole presentation. They said to 2,000 people, they had a DVD of New Vajradam. So I guess there was some.
Probably the Sunday program.
Uh huh. And then maybe they projected it there.
Must have been the Sunday program.
Yeah, it was on Sunday.
And it's so many people coming. But are they satisfied with, you know, what they came there for? Is their accomplishment?
Yes. I mean, let's see. It was, like I mentioned in my report, it was just, I just sort of mentioned it at the temple council meeting on the farm, and then Guru Shakti took it seriously, and he sent that I didn't discuss all the details. So I've seen what it is that they like to do, or at least, but more or less places to work together, and I'll see actually what are those common points that that we can, particularly that Grihastha training and Brahmachari training is what they're very interested in. We use in Budapest, we also use manual or book that you have for Grihastha standards.
Like Grihastha manual, yeah.
Yeah, they translated that and used that.
That was all we're making a new one, actually.
So they're very happy. I'll see. I told them they're recording everything. I told them.
I'm supposed to speak to them tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh, so they're going back tomorrow.
Yeah, because I tried to arrange as much as possible for them before I left, but I left just a day after they.
Yeah.
But I haven't talked to them since, and they're eager to know if they're
satisfied in our efforts.
They will appreciate going out of your way and helping.
They had been set up where they could meet with some of our best devotees, spend quality time with them. I hope that happened.
Yeah. No, when they told me we're here for another 6 days, we got two meetings set up every day that we're here. That was on Sunday. But we have 12 meetings set up for the time that we're here, or something like that. I wrote them.
Very sweet devotees.
Yeah, very nice devotees. I'm sure it'll be very valuable, and particularly if they can actually process all the information and then put it into practice. I'm hoping that some of those things, like the training program for both ashrams, we can sort of incorporate also for Hungary, for the whole yatra.
That one, this devotee from Scotland, Prabhupada Charan, is that
him? Yeah, he's also there.
I invited him to join all the meetings that you people are doing.
Yeah, he's staying at Govardhan.
He is.
I think he's staying there. He's staying there with Keshav Bharati Maharaj. He's
staying with the Sri Krishna, right?
I assume he's gone back there.
He's still there in Chapati.
He was there when I left. He came to Dubai. The British devotee of Dubai.
Yes. Yeah, I know him very well.
Together. As far as I know, he's still there.